The financial picture for the university won't become clear until the legislature approves the budget and the governor signs it later this month. But UW campuses are bracing themselves for significant cuts. UW-Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin says all the campuses are dealing with how unionized employees will be affected. Contracts for the next biennium have already been signed, including a 2% raise. She says that's something each campus will have to absorb.
So when we talk about the cuts we're getting, I think we need to add the amounts. For the Madison campus alone, just the 2% increase for represented employees will be millions of dollars.
Overall, the university will be getting $120 million less from the state than it got in the last budget. UW President Kevin Riley says that will mean a reduction in the number of low-income students who can receive tuition assistance, and because of the union contracts, an almost inevitable reduction in university staff.
That's, I think, still one of the undetermined factors here. But nobody has come back to us that I know and said, don't prepare for layoffs on the represented ranks.
Despite the bad news on the personnel and financial aid front, the region's got good news about funding for university building projects, including money to construct a new $47 million nursing school building in Madison that could open by 2013. Decisions on raising tuition won't be made until the final state budget is approved at the next Regents meeting in July. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.